It's time for a look at the end of January COVID-19 update, with much of the material I'm presenting you coming courtesy of Lisa Hansen of Lake County Health and Human Services weekly report that is sent on to the media and to the Lake County Board of Commissioners. In the United States, we've had over 73 million reported cases. You can find this in the lead data aggregators at ncov2019.live/data online. And they report that we have now surpassed 890,000 deaths. The official toll is closer to 864,000. Due to the large volume of new cases in recent weeks, Minnesota Department of Health has fallen considerably behind in processing new reports of COVID-19 positive tests. Accordingly, their data is now an undercount in real time. The processing delay is also impacting hospitalization and death data. There is currently a backlog of roughly 31,000 additional reports waiting to be processed. More than 1.2 million COVID-19 cases have been reported, confirmed in Minnesota to date. And in Minnesota, a little over 73% of the eligible population, 5 and above, has received at least one dose of the vaccine. And 69% have completed the vaccine series. You can compare that to 74.5% of the eligible 5 and up population in Lake County having one vaccine dose, and 71.2% having completed the vaccine series, bearing in mind that by series, they mean the first two doses of Pfizer and Moderna, or one dose of the J&J. Booster levels are not reflected in the data on vaccination as of yet. In Lake County, we've had 1,742 reported COVID-19 cases. 119 of the cases were newly reported in the past week. That's up from 61 last week and 50 the week before. This is an all-time pandemic high. The previous high for a single week was 110 cases in November of 2020. The 14-day case rate for the period January 9 to January 22 of this year is 160. That is based on there being 169 cases reported in that period. That's up. That 160 is up from 113.6 last week. There has been only one officially reported new hospitalization, bringing the Lake County total to 55 for the pandemic. However, Lake County Hospital currently reports having 6 COVID patients, an all-time high. Those hospitalizations are not yet included in the Lake County data. Fortunately, no new reported deaths. The Lake County total still at 26. Lake County Public Health has seen a notable decrease in demand for COVID-19 vaccination, but a noticeable increase in demand for COVID-19 testing, and therefore the Emergency Operations Center team has made a decision to focus more time and resources on testing in the coming weeks. They expect the increased demand for testing to continue for roughly the next 4 to 6 weeks as they continue to respond to the Omicron surge. Minnesota Responds volunteers and public health staff and contractors will be providing staffing support for the drive-through test site at Lakeview Hospital and Clinic in Two Harbors. Please note that this week, the Project Blue Light is running from the 24th through the 31st of January. Regional public health departments are encouraging people, businesses, and government entities to display blue lights or posters in their windows this week to show appreciation to all our frontline workers. Thanks to the Lake County maintenance crew for lighting up Lake County buildings, and of course, thanks more than ever to the frontline workers in our midst. Some data from the Two Harbors High School from the ISD381.org website. As of Monday, there were 31 positive cases reported in Two Harbors High School, with 36 quarantined. And there we have it. There is a little bit of a snapshot of where we are in the COVID-19 pandemic during this Omicron surge. This is Leo for KTWH.